So at the start of the second half here,
two deep men now for Laney are
DBC
eight
will
Edward
be
Davis.
Kicking off right to left. Eagles will be receiving, and it's taken right around the 1 yard line. And he's taken down hard by number 32 for the Vikings. That's Devin Adams making
Return
the tackle
was
on
by
number
eight,
Edward Davis.
Credit the stop to 32.
And
Devin Adams,
the ball
at
the 19-yard line, and that's where the Vikings will,
Eagles
will start
first
and
10
for the first drive of the second half. First half, both teams had their errors. As
ball played
Taylor did throw
19.
A pick six that was returned for 70 yards by
Here
the Laney College Eagles.
Play
to tie
the
game.
Half.
Charles Cobbs, number 10, who's in at quarterback right now, taking the snap and handing it off. And going backwards, and that's number 29, and he's taken down hard. Number 11, Seth Walton makes the hit, along with number 4, Kenny Schrader.
28, Darren Duall.
29.
Correction, 29, Tony Parnell with the run.
No gain on the play, but so I was saying in the first half, number 10, Charles Cobbs had his own interception. Thrown and intercepted by number 9, Robert Johnson, by the Vikings. Returned for a pick six there. That added to the Vikings' lead after they had their own touchdown drive to take back the lead and led by 14 at the half. And as number 2, Damon Collins with the good D on number 4, Aaron George, the intended wideout on the second down and 10 play from Charles Cobbs.
Third and 10.
And just like that, it's going to be third and 10 from the 19-yard line with 14:23 remaining here in the third quarter. Vikings started off the first half with a very strong defense, which was maintained throughout pretty much the entire first half and held the Eagles only to 13 points. Both teams also had missed PATs. Vaniers was wide right as Cobbs on third and 10 launches one downfield intended for number 1, caught by Xavier Milton. And they're going to say it's complete to the 48-yard line in Viking territory for a deep third down conversion by the Eagles from Cobbs to Milton. So first and 10. But as I was saying, both teams had a PAT miss as the Vikings went wide right on one of their attempts. Eagles had one deflected off of the left upright in one of theirs. The handoff to number 29 Parnell. Taken down for a loss on the play of about 3 yards. That'll bring up second down and 13 as they're pushed back into their own territory at the 49-yard line. So both teams had strengths and weaknesses, but DVC had a few more. Plays made that resulted in their lead of 27-13 at the end of the first half. But here to start the second, Eagles starting with the ball going left to right from our perspective up here in the press box. And on second down and 13, DVC takes a timeout. First timeout of the half. With 13:25 remaining here in the third quarter, DVC still leading by 14, 27-13. So after the DVC timeout on second down and 13, Cobbs under pressure, and he's going to be taken down by number 10, Kyle Cragen.
Charles Cobbs goes down.
Good defense there by the Vikings, and a huge loss for the Eagles on second down and 13. Pushes them back to the 35-yard line in their own zone. And that's going to bring up third down and 27. We're now under 13 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. So on third and 27, play clock now hits 5. Cobbs with 3 wideouts stacked to the left, 1 to the right, now hits 2, 1. They get the play off just before delay of game, and it's intended for number 23, Curtis Holden. Good defense there by the Vikings, though, and that will bring up fourth down and 27. And that'll bring up number 14, Jed Barnett, for the punt, and out to receive the punt, number 84, Terrence Young, standing around the 20-yard line for the Vikings. Clock stopped at 12:32, remaining here in the third quarter. Vikings still up by 14 as they get some pressure there on the punter. Almost blocking the punt, but just gets it off, and it's going to bounce and roll to the 31-yard line. That's where Kaler and the Vikings will come out and start their first drive of the second half, leading 27-13 with 12:22 remaining here in the third quarter. So on first and 10 from the 31, Kaler's going to set up with Roland and Jackson to the left, Smith and Lewis to the right, and C.J. Best behind him at tailback. Play clock now under 10. Kaler takes a snap, hands it off to Best. Best looking for a man. He jukes out one guy, but then finally taken down inside the 30-yard line now. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play.
C.J. Best taken down by number 3, Randall Schubert.
Number 3, Randall Schubert. Making the tackle.
Also Chris Lee in on the tackle, number 18.
Along with number 18, Chris Lee. So, loss of two.
Second and 11 at the 30.
Well, it looks like they're going to place it at the 30-yard line just about. So, it'll be loss of one on the play. Second down at 11. As he puts, Kaler puts three wideouts to the right. And now moves Roland over to the left with Jackson. And C.J. Best still behind Kaler. Kaler launches it downfield for Lewis! And incomplete. Good defense there. Looks like number 17, Brandon Justin, with the good coverage there. As that was almost, that could have had a chance to be picked off by Justin, but falls incomplete. Brings a third down and 11. Stops the clock at 11:35 remaining here in the third quarter. As we have been very fortunate today to have beautiful blue skies with a few clouds around and the sun shining through as the sun's starting to set here on this first East Bay Bowl game. It's Kaler on 3rd-and-11, takes the snap under pressure, and he's going to look for Jackson, just lobs it to him and completes the pass to number 1, Deontay Jackson, to the 48-yard line, and that's going to be a first down for DVC. But there is a penalty flag on the play. And a roughing the passer call called against the Eagles. That'll tack on some extra yardage here. And that'll move the ball into Eagle territory to the 37-yard line. So the completed third down pass from Kaler to Jackson to the 48, but then the roughing the passer call moves the ball up to the 37. In Laney College territory for a first and 10 for the Vikings, 11:28 remaining here in the third quarter. Kaler sets up with three wideouts on the right, Jackson alone on the left, puts Roland in motion. Kaler with the snap. And looking for Roland, and that's picked off by number 17, Brandon Justin.
Brandon Justin of Laney.
So after a big play from Kaler to Jackson, and then the extra 15 yards from the roughing the passer call, Kaler throws his second interception of the game. He just let out Roland a little too far. And Justin was right there to make the interception, so out comes number 10, Charles Cobbs, in the Eagle offense to try and capitalize on it. But they are back deep in their own zone, or at the 12-yard line for first and 10. Sets up with three stacked to the right, one man alone to the left. And Cobbs hands it off to, looks like, number 28, and he's going to be tackled after making a minimal gain of about 2 yards.
Aaron Newright, number 28, carrying the ball. Zach Kreuss with the tackle.
Zach Kreuss making the tackle for the Vikings, and that's a gain of 3 up to the 15-yard line, second down and 7, as we hit now 11 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Same formation with one man alone to the left, three stacked on the right. Cobbs takes the snap, hands it off again, and he's going to be taken down for a huge loss by number 3, Kyle Egan. Back to inside the 10-yard line, back to the 9.
Darren Duyong, the ball carrier. Loss on the play.
So they're going to give him his forward progress because it looked like he was dropped right around the 5, but
first football just short of the 10-yard line.
So from the 9-yard line, that brings up third down and 13. Now approaching 10 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Three stacked on the left this time. Number one, Xavier Milton alone on the right. Cobbs with the snap. And hits his man number four. That's George. And he's taken down. Oh, still won't go down. And finally gets about three Vikings on him and falls around the 16-yard line for gain of about 3 yards there.
Kyle Craig at number 10 and Kyle Legan, or correction, for Kenny Schrader in on the stop. Help from Zach Boyce. Fourth down for Laney.
Make that a gain of about 6 yards on the play. Brings up fourth down and five.
It is Jed Barnett.
And in comes Jed Barnett for the punt. There it is. Young will take it right around the 50-yard line, and he's got a little bit of room. Makes a spin, gets inside the 40-yard line. And that's going to give the Vikings some great field position to work with, starting in the Laney zone.
About an 8-yard gain for Young.
Right at the 38-yard line was where they'll mark it. And out will come Kaler in the Vikings offense. Still looking for some points by either team here in the second half. Score still remains 27-13. 9:14 remaining here in the third quarter. Kaler's going to put Smith and Lewis to his left. And number 87, Ronnie Washington on the right along with Deontay Jackson. Puts Best in motion. Kaler looking for a man, and he's going to find Jackson down at the 30-yard line, and he's tackled out of bounds. A little bit of a rough tackle from Brandon Justin. Some words exchanged after the play. So about an 8-yard gain on that play.
Second down play coming up.
Right at the 30-yard line. Brings up second down and two.
8-yard gain.
Under minutes now. Under 9 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. This time, Kaler puts Jackson alone to the right and puts Washington, Smith, and Lewis to the left. Jackson behind him at C.J. Best behind him at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, hands it off to Best. No, he's going to keep it and gets a little bit of yardage going up the middle. Enough for the first down inside the 25, right around the 21-yard line is where they'll mark it. And that's a first and 10 for the Vikings. Washington will line up on the right with Jackson. Trevor Smith, number 24, and number 15, Andre Lewis, will line up to the left. C.J. Best will remain behind Kaler at tailback. Kaler takes the snap. Looking for Jackson, going towards the end zone, and leads him out a little too far. And Jackson had tight coverage on number 17, Brandon Justin had tight coverage on number 1, Deontay Jackson. Falls incomplete, stops the clock at exactly 8 minutes, remaining here in the third quarter, and brings up second down and 10 from the 21-yard line in the Eagles zone. Same formation, Seth Rowland comes in, replacing Washington on the right with Jackson. Kaler takes the snap, he's going to pass it again, and he's going to find Smith, and it's in and out of his hands. Good coverage by number 24, Nick Pondorf, and number 31, Ibrahim Shahid. So that falls incomplete, stops the clock at 7:54, and brings up third down and 10. So Vikings looking to extend their lead here of 14. Same formation, this time Lewis and Jackson will be the inner receivers on each side. Kaler takes the snap. He's under pressure, pocket collapsing. He's going to just get out of the zone and be taken down at the 20-yard line for a short gain on the play of 1 yard, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
Kaler, fourth down for DVC.
And nine, and they're going to bring out number 46, Stephon Vanier, for a field goal attempt here.
37-yard field goal attempt coming up.
And it's going to be 37-yard attempt by Manier. Try and put the Vikings up by 17. Make that a 38-yard attempt. Here's the snap and the boot. It's up. Has the distance. It's good. So 38-yard field goal attempt by number 46, Stephon Manier, is good. And that puts the Vikings up 30-13, leading by 17 points with 7:02 remaining here in the third quarter over the Lady College Eagles here in the first ever East Bay Bowl. Vikings drive downfield and put the first points up on the board of the second half, which is a 38-yard field goal from Stephon Manier for 3 points. And he stepped out of the end zone on the kickoff. And he's taken down inside the 10-yard line. Number 8, Edward Davis. He hesitated as he just put a foot out of the end zone because he wanted to go back and take the touchback, but it was too late. So the hesitation cost him big time, and that's going to be poor field position for Cubs and the Eagles. Starting their next drive here with 6:58 remaining in the third quarter. Ball's going to be spotted at the 9-yard line. First and 10. So Cobbs is going to set up with 3 wideouts to the left. And number 1, Xavier Milton, alone on the right. Takes the snap, hands it off to number 7, Jackson, eaten up by number 3, Kyle Egan. No gain, maybe a yard on the play. And it will be a gain of 1, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 9.
Gain of the yard, 2nd and 9.
So we hit 6:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Cobb sets up same formation. 3 stack to the left. Milton alone on the right. Jackson at tailback to his right. Cobb takes the snap and throws it. A quick pass to the left side, but a miscommunication clearly as all 3 wideouts were running. Their backs to the ball. Falls incomplete. Brings up 3rd down and 9 deep in their own zone. This would be a big stop for the Vikings here. A quick 3 and out, get the ball back, and potentially great field position from the poor field position for the Eagles.
3rd and 9.
So Cobbs gets the call from the sideline, comes back out to the huddle. Clock stopped at 6:14, play clock under 10. They put 3 stack to the right this time and put number 1 Xavier Milton alone to the left. Takes the snap. And he's going to be eaten up quick. Sacked inside the 5. That's number 10, Kyle Cregan. Takes down number 10, Charles Cobbs. And that's a quick 3 and out for the Eagles by the tough Viking defense. And number 14, Jed Barnett, comes in standing at the back of the end zone for the punt. Number 84, Terrence Young, standing right around the 45-yard line for the return. And there's the boot. Young's going to let it bounce right at the 35. It's going to roll to the 41-yard line. And again, the Vikings going to start with some strong field position here at the 41 in Laney territory.
Vikes in good field position.
So Vikings leading 30-13 with 5:31 remaining here in the third quarter. So 1st and 10 from the 41. Kaler sets up with 2 wideouts on each side. Back to pass. He's going to launch it downfield for Andre Lewis. And it's in and out of his hands. Looks like he was going to come down with the catch, but falls incomplete. Good coverage by number 13, Jason Kivoning.
Credit Jason Kiyombong-Hung with the breakup. Number 13.
And so the game completion causes a 2nd down and 10 now from the 41. 5:25 remaining here in the third quarter. Number 83, Curtis Butler. Number 80, Terrell Robertson lining up on the right. Andre Lewis and number 87, Armani Washington on the left. CJ Best behind Kaler at tailback. Play clock under 10. Kaler takes the snap. Under pressure. Can't escape it, and he's dropped. 18. Chris Lee ties up Kaler in the number 58. Jerome McElroy comes in and finishes the sack. Drops Kaler back to the 49-yard line for a loss of 9. That brings up 3rd down and 19. We hit 5 minutes now remaining in the 3rd quarter.
3rd and 19.
Trayvon Hanna, number 36, comes in at tailback. Trevor Smith comes in at wideout along with Cameron Rowland and Deontay Jackson. 3 stacked to the right, Jackson alone to the left. Hanna behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. Looking downfield and overthrows Lewis. His intended wideout, and that'll fall incomplete. Brings up 4th down and 19. The clock stopped at 4:35. And out comes number 90, Hugo De Los Santos.
4th down. Incoming is Hugo De Los Santos.
For the Vikings, haven't seen too much of him this game.
Dangerous Aaron George.
Vikings have been playing in Eagle territory for a lot of the game. Number 4, Aaron George back to receive. Takes the punt from the 10-yard line and makes a couple jukes, and he's going to get down to the 30. Eventually brought down at the 35, and a penalty flag on the play. So good return there by number 4, Aaron George, but we'll see what the penalty is. If that brings it back and gives them some extra yardage here, depending on who the call is on. And here's the call. And it's going to bring it back. It's a block in the back on Laney. So we'll see where that pushes the ball back to. So rather than at the 33-yard line, ball will be placed at the 23-yard line, so just 10 yards back. And that's where Cobbs and Eagles offense will come out and start 1st and 10 on their next drive. 4:23 remaining here in the 3rd quarter, trailing the Vikings 30-13. He's got 2 wideouts stacked to the right. 2 players behind him, hands it off to number 7, Jackson. And it's just turned into a big scrum here and finally taken down. They blow the whistle. Gain of about 3 yards on the play to the 26.
Kyle League at number 3 helping to make the stop.
So we now hit 4 minutes remaining here in the 3rd quarter. Brings up 2nd down and 7.
Jackson picks up 4. 2nd and 6.
Make that 2nd down and 6 after a 4-yard gain. And Cobbs puts 1 wide out on each side. Snap, handoff to Jackson up the middle to the 30-yard line. And that's going to bring up now 3rd down and 3 from the 30.
This time, Kenny Schrader hanging on to his legs.
Kenny Schrader making the stop for the Vikings. And again, crucial 3rd down here for Laney as they're trying to battle their way back into this game. It's their drive, their last drive, they went 3 and out deep in their own zone, turned the ball over to the Vikings. Cobbs with the snap, they're handing it off up the middle, and he's eaten up. He's going to go nowhere. Stopped right at the 30. Looks like he ran into a brick wall, and just like that, it's going to bring up 4th down and 3 for Laney, and that's going to bring out the punting unit, number 14, Jed Barnett.
Met by a host of Vikings.
Out comes number 84, Terrence Young.
Jed Barnett is in.
For the punt return. Standing right around the 30-yard line. And the snap and the punt. Calls for the fair catch right at the 37-yard line.
And approximately the 43-yard line.
And that is where
direction 37-yard line.
Kaler and the Vikings will start their next drive, 1st and 10. With 2:29 remaining here in the 3rd quarter of the first ever East Bay Bowl between the Vikings and the Laney College Eagles. 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line. Kaler sets up with 2 wideouts on each side. Trayvon Hanna behind him at tailback. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Hanna. Hanna goes up the middle. across the 40-yard line, taken down to around the 43 for a decent gain on the play. That'll bring up second down and 4 on the play, gain of 6. We approach now 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Number 80, Terrell Robertson, lines up on the left along with Smith and Terrence Young. Lewis alone on the right. Trayvon Hanna stays behind Kaler at tailback. Play clock under 10. Kaler takes the snap back to pass. And he's just looking like he's going to toss it now to Robertson. Makes the catch! Keeps his foot in bounds! What a reception by number 80, Terrell Robertson. He hauled that one in right to the 33-yard line. And that'll give the Vikings a big first down into Laney territory here. So with 1:40 remaining here in the third quarter, Kaler's going to line up with two wideouts on his side. That's Young and Lewis on the right, Smith and Robertson to the left. And Kaler's launching it down for Young, and he leads him out too far.
Pass intended for 84, Terrence Young. Incomplete. Second
falls incomplete. It's going to bring up second down and 10. Clock stopped now at 1:27, raining here in the third quarter. As Laney's going to look for a big stop here, as they can't afford to have the Vikings go up by any more here. Already leading by 17. Late in the third quarter.
I got two already.
So same formation. It's that Butler now lines up on the left with Robertson. And Young in motion. Kaler takes the snap, hands it off to Hanna. Hanna's going to find a lane up the middle across the 30-yard line to the 26 is where he's taken down.
Seeing daylight picking up yardage.
And that's going to bring a third down and 3. From the 26-yard line, as we're now hit 1 minute remaining here in the third quarter. Armani Washington comes in, lines up on the right with Lewis. Robertson and Butler lined up on the left. CJ Best now in at tailback behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. Hands it off to Best, spins, and he's taken down by number 48 with the initial hit. That is Dre Bates. That's going to bring up fourth down and 3, and the offense will stay on the field here. A little too far for Vanier's range. And way too close for a punt from De Los Santos, so we'll see if they get a snap off, though. As the game clock just 1 second ahead of the play clock. Now we hit 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Kaler puts 3 stack to the right, Jackson alone on the left, and CJ Best at tailback. Gets the snap off before the end of the game clock. Looking down to the end zone for Jackson, and out of his hands. Ricocheted off, good coverage there by number 21, Aaron Christmas. And number 13, Jason Kumahan.
Aaron Christmas, 21, with good coverage.
And that'll run out the third quarter.
That's the end of the quarter.
Only point scored is a 38-yard field goal by Stephon Vanier, number 46, which is good. To give the Vikings 30, leading by 17, 30-13. Over the Laney College Eagles here in the East Bay Bowl. On this great November afternoon.